This is the Assumption Church Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Assumption Church is a Roman Catholic community under the care of the Franciscan Friars Conventual of Our Lady of Angels Province. It is a community of faith which is active in service, and its ministries bring the gospel message of peace, reconciliation, and love to Syracuse and all of Central New York.
The story we just heard is present in all four Gospels, and the one that we heard from John is placed at the beginning of Jesus' ministry, whereas for Mark, Matthew, and Luke, it's placed at the end of his ministry, closer to his death and passion. But what's the difference? Well, it seems to be part of John's vision. See, the story is placed right after the wedding feast of Cana. At the wedding feast of Cana, we know that Jesus turned gallons and gallons of water into wine. He showed his grace and his glory and the abundant life that he offers to those who follow him. And in the story we heard today, the new life that Jesus offers challenges and threatens the existing order of the time. In the temple worship we heard about today, it was at one of the most important times of the Jewish year, the time of Passover. And Passover was a pilgrimage feast where people from all over came and journeyed great distances to come to the temple and to offer sacrifices to God. They would have not brought the animals to sacrifice from their hometowns for the journey, but they bought it when they got to the temple. Similar to when we go on vacation, we don't travel with our food always, but when we get to the location, we buy food for that week. Hence why there were oxen, sheep, and doves being sold in the temple so that they could participate in the temple worship. There are also money changers there because the temple tax could not be paid by the coins that had the emperor's image on it. They needed the currency of Jerusalem to pay for the tax. Like we can't go to Europe and use American currency to buy things. Jesus' action is more than just kicking people out of the temple for making his father's place a marketplace. Rather, it was a way to challenge and threaten the existing order of the Jewish people and how they worship God. In the cleansing of the temple, Jesus is changing the focus of the Jewish temple worship. It is not about the animal offerings. It is not about even the temple itself. Above all things, going to the temple is about worshiping and giving thanks to God, not about the physical building. Now, in our very church, we could focus on the many images that are around this beautiful church, but our focus above all things is on worshiping and giving thanks to God. But in reality, I have a question for you. How many of us are able to stay focused on worshiping God the entire time of Mass? No one has their hand raised, not even mine. That's a good sign, because it's difficult, even as a priest. One might be thinking about their spouse or their children or their family or their grandkids. One might be thinking about, how am I going to pay the bills this month? Or where am I going to get food for the table? You might be thinking, where are we going for breakfast after Mass? Or when is Father going to end his homily? Well, if you're thinking about the last one, it will be soon, I hope. But while at Mass, one also might be thinking about whether God is really present here, whether God is really listening to our prayers, or whether God really does love us. I think Jesus answers these last thoughts that I shared with you in the gospel today. Is God really present here? Yes. God is present here in Jesus, which is why he refers to himself as the temple of his body. The same body that we get to receive every time we come to Mass, the same body that is present here in the Eucharist and present in the word that we share in Scripture, but also present in each of you and in each other. Whether God is really listening to our prayers. Yes, God is really listening to our prayers, which is why Jesus cleared out the temple area in the first place. God doesn't need offerings of animals or money for him to listen to our prayers. God only needs us to pray them, and God will listen. Lastly, does God really love us? Yes, God really does love each of you. After all, that is why Jesus came into the flesh to be born of human nature, why he died for us, why he rose from the dead 3 days later. He loves each of you very much. Whether you're in church or at your job or in school or in ministry or in your home, know that God is really present here. God is listening to our prayers, and that God really does love you. If you forget, don't worry. The friars and I will remind you. God is really present here. God really does listen to your prayers, and God really does love you.
Thanks for listening to the Assumption Church podcast. To listen to more episodes, connect with us in our community, or join us for worship, please visit assumptionsyr.org.